The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
Just a quick program note. I have the privilege for the next three Wednesday nights of teaching the Pastor's Bible class at Genoa Baptist in Westerville. Genoa Baptist I have the privilege for the next three consecutive Wednesday nights of teaching the pastors, the adult Bible class, at Genoa Baptist Church. I'm just so privileged and honored that they asked me to do that. And what sweet, sweet people. And I just want you to know, because I realize that a lot of churches no longer have Wednesday night services, and I'd love to have the opportunity of meeting you. I'll be there the next three Wednesday nights, and they meet in what they call the WAC, which is the main auditorium. Easy to find. You go around the front of the church, and, well, you'll find it. So I have the privilege of teaching for the next three Wednesday nights at Genoa Church in Westerville. And if you're not involved in your church on a Wednesday night, come on, join us. And I would love, again, I would just love to meet you. So join us. Come out the next three consecutive Wednesday nights. Now, this is such a bizarre story. You'd think this only happens in other countries, but it happens here as well, particularly out in my home state of California. Here's the headline: California public officials involved in melee at upscale resort. Here's the story. Local government officials in California attending a Saturday seminar at an upscale resort ended up involved in a wild brawl that led to fistfights and at least one person being knocked unconscious. Yeah. Oh, it gets better. It gets better. The officials were meeting at a California Contract Cities Association seminar which holds meetings on how to tackle public crises. So California government officials are meeting on how to handle a public crisis. And a fistfight broke out, and at least one person was knocked unconscious. It was held at a very upscale, the Renaissance Indian Wells Resort and Spa. At least seven people were, quote, involved in an altercation, physical battery, and fistfight, according to the Riverside County Sheriff's Department. Yep. They were there to learn how to handle a crisis. Quote, it wasn't clear who started the fight or why, but it involved members of the Commerce City Council. Now, I know where the City of Commerce is because I used to live in Norwalk, and the City of Commerce is right next door to Santa Fe Springs and Norwalk and Commerce. It involved members of the Commerce City Council and other public officials, according to the mayor of Commerce, John Soraya. Police attempted to identify those involved in the fight, but were repeatedly stonewalled by uncooperative participants, In other words, they were not going to rat out anybody else. The mayor of Commerce said, quote, I want to be clear in condemning the violent behavior from the individuals who initiated these assaults. Once additional information is available, I intend to call on my council colleagues to take appropriate action regarding any individuals that represent the city of Commerce who were involved in the incident. Soraya said he was told City of Commerce Councilman Leonard Mendoza and colleague Ivan Altamirano were having a heated conversation. When he approached, Mendoza was on the floor and Altamirano had suffered a, quote, facial injury. That's when he and Altamirano were attacked from behind. Mendoza told the Los Angeles Times that he and Altamirano were arguing before he was struck in the head. The next thing he knew, he was in the hospital. It must have been one of those things where I got knocked out with one punch, he told the newspaper, adding he wasn't sure who hit him. Photos on social media showed Mr. Mendoza on the ground, and I'm looking at the pictures, and he is out on the ground. So elected city officials in California get away to learn how to deal with a crisis and end up with a crisis of their own. And then I've got this story. It's heart-wrenching to see what's happening, not just on the secular campuses around the country, but the Christian campuses as well. You know, we've seen the chaos out at Azusa Pacific. What a mess that has been. You know, they repealed their student handbook about same-sex relationships, and then they reinstored it, and then they repealed it, and then the president resigned, and now they got a new president, and some of their best-known board of trustees, they resigned. That was a mess. And we've had just some incredible messes at other Christian colleges and universities. Well, this is Taylor University over in Indiana. Well, they just had their commencement. Yeah. And they invited Vice President Mike Pence. After all, he was the governor of Indiana. That's a likely choice for commencement. I mean, how often do graduates get the Vice President of the United States to be your commencement speaker? And especially since he has deep, deep, deep Indiana roots. So Taylor University invited the Christian University invited Christian Vice President Mike Pence as the commencement speaker. Yeah, well, there was a protest and a whole bunch of students walked out. Yeah, the article states, the latest commencement speaker to come under fire is Vice President Mike Pence. Pence accepted an invitation to deliver a commencement address to the graduating class of Taylor University, a small private interdenominational evangelical Christian college in Upland, Indiana. Pace is the former governor of Indiana, so the invitation isn't unusual. It does seem a little unusual that a large group of students got up and walked out in protest as he spoke. Now, what ticked off these students? Oh, by the way, they were passing around petitions before he ever even spoke. Before they even knew what he was going to say, they were passing around petitions to rescind the invitation. This is a Christian university. A Christian vice president is coming to speak. And here's what finally put them over the edge and caused them to walk out. Mike Pence, vice president, said this. Throughout most of our American history, it's been pretty easy to call yourself a Christian. But things are different now. Lately, it's become acceptable, even fashionable, to malign traditional Christian beliefs. So as you prepare to leave this place and build your life on a Christ-centered, world-engaging foundation poured here at Taylor University, be prepared to stand up. And believe it or not, that's what pushed these students over the edge. to walk out. And then I've got a bunch of tweets that the protesting students put. One of them said, I think his presence makes it difficult for everyone at Taylor to feel welcomed. What? Oh, yeah, there are evangelical snowflakes as well. Others said they didn't feel safe because Mike Pence was on campus. Oh, my goodness. Now, to their credit, the administration of Taylor University did not rescind the invitation, and they allowed Mike Pence to speak. But isn't that amazing? Kids who spent 4 years at an evangelical Christian university walk out in protest because the vice president of the United States told them that when they leave, they're going to have to stand up for what they believe and to be prepared to be attacked for their Christian belief. So far, the university has not issued a statement concerning those who protested and walked out. These are weird, bizarre times, folks. I'm telling you, it really is. And we see more, and I'm not making an ad hominem attack on Taylor University or anything like that. But I'm just saying, more and more Christian universities are losing their solid biblical foundation and their solid biblical heritage. We're seeing more and more.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
All right, I'm honestly not pushing for a lot more money, but I am just so excited. I am so encouraged. I am so blessed. And if I am feeling this blessed and this encouraged, can you imagine how the 42 slaves feel that we'd be liberated because of your gifts? I mean, I keep thinking about this. A few nights ago, I couldn't sleep. I was up in the middle of the night. And honestly, I was just imagining. And I've not been to Sudan. I've been all over Africa, so I know very well what the impoverished areas of Africa are like. I've been out in the bush in several countries in Africa. So I can't imagine that Sudan would be much different, although I have never been where slaves are actually being held. But I've seen extreme poverty out in the bush of Africa. So I was lying there, and I was imagining a slave in North Sudan, radical Islam everywhere, Sharia law. These poor people that were taken into slavery during the civil war in Sudan that ended in 2005, went from, I think, 1983 to 2005. And these slaves, all of them, have been in slavery since at least 2005. Some of these slaves that will be released were born in slavery. That's all they've ever known. And they have been abused horribly, physically, emotionally, and spiritually, by the way. These are radical, radical, radical Muslims who think nothing of abusing these women and children who are their property. And I was just imagining what it would be like when someone comes, one of these negotiators, as they're called, and they come to that hut, that shack, and they come to that slave and say, you're free. And I'm sure the first response of the slave is, don't fool with, you know, don't lie to me. No. You are free. What do you mean I'm free? You're free. I'm taking you, and we're leaving. And we're going to go to South Sudan, and we're going to try to find your family. You're liberated. You are now a free person. I cannot imagine what that must be like. And right now, that's going to happen 42 individual times, 42 times, because of your generosity. So, I'm just so excited and thrilled and encouraged. And I'm just throwing this out. I mean, our goal was $6,750, and that's 27 slaves, $250 for each slave. We're now at $10,545, 42 slaves. Goal was 27. We're at 42. And if you want to be a part of this blessing, if you want, I'm not pushing you, if you want to be a part of this blessing, 888-253-3522. 888-253-3522. And with that, I was thinking of Isaiah 61, which of course is a prophecy of Jesus. And in Isaiah 61, prophetically, Jesus says, I have come to set the captive free. Those that are in prison and in bondage, I have come to preach liberty. I have come to preach freedom to the slave, to those that are in bondage. And I don't think we are ever more like Jesus than when we are setting people free. Now, here in America, we preach the gospel, and we, through the power of the gospel, liberate people who are slaves to sin. Well, in Sudan, we are liberating people who are literally slaves physically. And I just believe that it honors Jesus when we're setting slaves free. And by the way, almost all of these slaves are Christians who were taken captive in South Sudan, kidnapped, sold into slavery, taken to North Sudan, and they were forced to practice Islam. And now they're returning to their Christian roots, where they can finally serve and worship Jesus. All right, if you want to be a part, 888-253-3522. I love what the governor of Georgia has just said. I'll tell you when we come back.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.